What a headline. Wow. Whistleblower alleges FBI, DOJ have document revealing criminal scheme involving Joe Biden and foreign national. The document is said to describe an exchange of money for policy decisions, a criminal scheme involving then President Joe Biden and a foreign national relating to the exchange of money for policy decisions. The allegations by House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer and Senator Chuck Grassley. The pair notified FBI Director Christopher Wray and Attorney General Merrick Garland on Wednesday of the legally protected and highly credible unclassified whistleblower disclosures. Did they know about it in advance? If so, have they been covering it up? First things first, we have to find out if this unclassified FD-1023 form even exists. Let's bring in Todd Flood from Flood Law. Good morning, Todd. How are you?
Hey, I'm great, Kevin. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great. I appreciate you coming on today. I'm no lawyer, but this kind of allegation, they're the kind that could put an army of attorneys on the clock for Joe Biden. Can you walk us through what's alleged here? It sounds bad when you put vice president and bribery scheme in the same sentence.
Yeah, that's a pretty heavy headline. So the form usually deals with closing out a case, or potentially, you know, it's the confidential source, the CI, if you will, that FBI agents use all the time. The situation here is, if you can imagine, this is the whistleblower who has said, you know, and we've talked about before, that has credible information, that is wants to be protected, was going to come in front and testify. We haven't heard anything about that yet, but what he, you can just put the dots together here, has probably said to the, through his attorney, hey, listen, I cooperated with the FBI. I gave them A, B, C, and D. All right, so now what you see happening is we want that form that was from this confidential source. And instead of going through channels that would be normal, it would seem like to me, what happened here was they put the pressure, they put the metal down on, you know, or the money down on, we're going to make this public. So they take out a subpoena, they sign off on the subpoena, and then it's leaked to the press, and it's now you can't lose, right, as the party suggests here. So you can't lose, one, because it's public now, and here's the scheme. This is what we're alleging, right? And if the FBI says, and I find this to be realistic here, the FBI is going to say, we're not giving you this document. That's that's impossible for us, and we'll battle that out in court. Because if that were the case, could you imagine the slippery slope of FBI agents doing their investigations, or whatever case may be, turning over classified or unclassified documents in an investigation? It's just not going to happen without some sort of court order. So the pressure is on the FBI here to turn over, and it's in the public eye. And the source of this is going to be, I bet, you know, dollars to donuts here, I bet that the source is going to be the cooperation or the statements given by the confidential whistleblower saying, I was interviewed by the FBI and I laid it all out for him. That's what's going to happen here. That's my guess.
So this whistleblower, is it likely to be someone who works in government, someone who works in law enforcement, or somebody who is a criminal out there who's been caught up in something and is coming forward? Is this the kind of whistleblower that you think would be credible or questionable?
You know, one of potentially all three, I would think. It's just not a spurious, you know, subpoena out there. I would imagine that, you know, the two that are spearheading this investigation and have been doing this for a long, long time, as you and I both know, that they have had to have someone vet this whistleblower. So I would think it would make, I'm hoping that they're just not throwing out spurious accusations based on some crackpot, that you know, would have a hard time standing in a sitting in a chair for cross-examination. I would think that they've had, you know, someone vet the whistleblower's credibility one way or the other. Either, and mind you, this is what the Oversight Committee wants. They want to see whether or not the FBI, if it's true, got this interview and did everything, you know, realistically with the whistleblower, whether or not they did the investigation and what they found. So it's kind of a twofold. Many people are saying that the FBI is politically biased. And, you know, 99.9% of FBI officers are, you know, doing their job and sworn to their oath and, you know, doing it right. But one of the allegations within this whole investigation by the Oversight Committee is that the agency is politically biased. So they want to see, one of the missions here, is to see whether or not they did any investigation into the potential influence peddling that took place back in when Joe Biden was the vice president, not the president, and whether or not that investigation turned out to be just a bunch of nonsense, or turned out, you know what, we better just not do this. So that's one of the other missions here. So to answer your question about whether or not this source is a legitimate source, hope he's been vetted. And two, let's find out if the FBI did their vetting and what investigation they did.
Yeah, James Comer went on TV and said the American people need to know if President Biden sold out the United States of America to make money for himself. Senator Grassley and I will seek the truth and ensure accountability for the American people. I would hope that if they're going to be this aggressive, that they have the goods. If they do, if this document exists and it says what they say it will say, could Joe Biden be in legal trouble?
Well, it's not illegal to do influence peddling. That's you know, I don't know a crime that's there. It's a crime to bribe. It's a crime to, you know, if there's a quid pro quo, if, you know, if they're trying to say, hey, listen, vice president at the time, you know, got money in return from either the Ukraine or China, wherever, based on quid pro quos, or my family did, that's an issue. That's, you have all sorts of potential crimes, but it's not a crime to have, you know, influence based on policies that are in the best interest of the United States or the like. So we'll have to see. I mean, you know, this is a targeted attack that's been going on for a long time. And it doesn't take much to see through that targeted attack. So the bigger question is whether or not they have the ability to, you know, instead of casting aspersions and putting it out in the pressure out there, whether or not they, public pressure, whether or not they have actual FBI investigations and or CIA investigations taking place, and they're still ongoing.
All right, we'll have to leave it there, Todd. Todd Flood, Flood Law, thanks so much.
Kevin, always a pleasure, my friend. You have a great day.
All right, we'll talk soon. Your calls are next, 1-800-859-0957, 1-800-859-0WJR.